It's one of the few stories I've been very, very excited to tell you.
Okay.
So,
brace yourself, everybody. Gather around. Joshy's been excited to tell this one. This is his gift to me, is this story, I guess.
Okay. So, So when I was younger, when I was growing up, there was a kid that I knew whose parents were getting divorced basically when we met.
Great story, Josh. I'm glad you saved it.
Yeah, right?
The end.
So his dad would do a thing for him during Christmas, kind of like your dad, where his dad would pretend to be Santa. So he'd dress up as Santa. He would basically like rappel off the roof.
Very much not like my dad.
No.
First off, Josh is referencing one of the last Monday mailbags. From last week? Is what he's referencing. My dad's version of being Santa Claus was sneaking around the house to knock on the door and leave shit and go inside. There was never a costume. The only time my dad rappelled off the roof is when he accidentally fell off a ladder putting up Christmas lights. Okay, so that's the closest. I appreciate you giving my dad, but
so basically he would be towards the end of like rappelling off the roof when the mom would open the door and he would be like, oh my gosh, Santa, and you know he'd give him one present and like in his hand in person, and then he'd be like, the rest are under the tree, you know, but I just wanted to make sure I said hi before I head back to North Pole, right? So then the mom would close the door, he would run out, change clothes in the car, come back inside, which does make me laugh, because for every dad that does a thing like that, it actually is very funny to me, because it would hurt my feelings if I was a dad and I pretended to be Santa for my kids and then switch back into like my Clark Kent self and my kids had not missed me at all. Like he runs back into the house out of breath and his son's not even like, Dad, you just missed Santa. His dad's just like the kid's just wild out over the present that Santa gave him in his hands. And then, you know, he enjoys it. Unconditional love is a great thing, but I'm just saying, from the outside looking in, I'd be a little hurt that,
if the kid was just like, oh, you left?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. The fact that there was no year that the kid was like, wait, Santa, you got to meet my dad. He's the greatest guy. Like, that never happened.
He's been having a rough year. He could really use a pick-me-up, meaning Santa would be great for him. He looks sad all the time.
Yeah.
Hang on, Santa. Let me find my dad.
So,
no, that's okay. Don't look for him. No, he's usually in the basement having a drink and crying. He has what he calls his silver sodas. Let me go check.
Silver soda.
That I gotta say, I got that from my buddy Caleb. I think his stepdad used to say that. He used to say, like, go get dad one of his silver Pepsis.
Oh gosh.
So, that's a good joke.
So
my dad would just say, yeah, I'll take Coors. So, I knew where they were.
Yeah, my dad did need to butter it up.
No. Straightforward, we're an open family, good relationship.
So basically what ended up happening is while they were getting divorced, his mom really didn't.
I forgot divorce was a part of this.
Yeah. This is very important to it though, because
I'm assuming
his mom didn't really date or talk to anybody for like 6 months, but then towards the end of the year, she did meet a new guy and they start hitting it off, and then it got very serious very fast. And so he essentially kind of like had a stepdad already.
Right.
Now, his mom was kind of doing that thing where you're sort of thinking or talking out loud. It wasn't a thing that was like telling him to do this, but she pretty much dropped the story of how his dad would always do that thing for him as Santa. And so he didn't know. She was worried about what the year had already been so different for him, adjusting to not having his dad in the house and having this new guy around eventually and all that stuff, that she was like, maybe I'll call him, or I don't know. But she was trying to figure out, because that was like one of the last traditions of the year that were, that was going to be maybe like cast aside in a year that was already so tumultuous for him as a young kid. And and so then basically the stepdad was like, wow, that's so cool, that's so sweet, and he took it upon himself to do it that year. Right, what he didn't know is that she did end up calling his biological dad to do it. So then
Santa fight.
Yeah.
Oh man. So then, I love this sitcom when they invite two Santas to the same dance.
So for the purposes of the rest of the story,
right,
I'm going to have to refer, just so that people can keep up, I'm going to have to refer to one of them as Step Santa and the other as Black Santa. I forgot to mention that. His dad's black.
I think you were fine with Santa and Step Santa, but I'm glad you made Step Santa and Black Santa.
And so... And so on early in the day,
I have so many endings written for this story and none of them are good. Just saying, I've been coming up with my own theories, and none of them are good, but they're also all very good.
So so early in the morning, Black Santa drives up and he sees a guy on his roof. And at first, he doesn't fully clock that the guy's like in a Santa costume or anything. So I guess, I don't know if he thought the roof was being prepared or what, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he sees the guy start like sliding down the roof. And he's like, wait a damn minute. And so he runs up and yells, and he doesn't like know this guy that well. And right. I'm sorry,
but which one's which again? So which one's coming down the roof?
Down the roof is Step Santa.
Step Santa's coming down the roof, Black Santa arrived.
Yeah. Okay. And so then he yells up at him. He's like, what the hell do you think you're doing? And then that guy is like, I was just going to drop down and, you know, like, give him his presents because, you know, I didn't know if you were going to do it. And he basically, this is where he made his mistake. He was telling him earnestly. He wasn't telling him to be like some like shady, you know, I'm the new man sort of thing. But he basically told him too much about what this guy's ex-wife had said when she told him the story of how he used to do the thing. So now he's in his, now Black Santa is in his feelings. He's a little embarrassed. And then he's like, also this guy's trying to replace me, because in his mind, he is coming after his wife was like, hey, you can come do the tradition if you want to. And so he thinks that this guy is doing it anyway.
To like spite him.
To spite him. But he doesn't know that that guy doesn't know that she called him.
No, and he's actually probably just trying really hard as a stepdad to be like, well, I want to make the kid happy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And so then they basically... They basically start cursing each other out pretty quick. It doesn't take much time at all. It doesn't take long before there's a lot of swear words coming out of those beards, right?
Right.
And so then this dude, I should also mention, neither one of them are fit. So this dude coming down.
Well, accurate Santas then.
Right? This dude coming down off the roof is already half cursing out Black Santa, half trying to keep his footing, and half, like, I guess a third trying to get down. So now this man got one leg swinging off the roof, holding on to a gutter, talking about, I don't know who you think you're talking to, all right? And then, you know, I'm paraphrasing because once again, I wasn't there, so I don't have the transcript in front of me. But I'm assuming Black Santa said something along the lines of like, hey, come down here and see what's really hood, right?
Which honestly, it'd make my fucking year to hear Santa say that, if I'm honest.
So it's like, come on, you know, come on down here, because you a big man when you're up on that roof. But let's see. Let's see what you say when we're eye to eye, right?
And he's like, I have the high ground.
And so this dude, he doesn't quite fall off the roof, but you can tell he doesn't want to let go of those gutters. Like, you can tell there's still a little bit too much space for him to feel like he can hop down. So he basically shimmies a little bit to the right and then just lands in the bushes. Just sort of sits himself down in the bushes.
Yeah.
Then he
makes fake animal tracks to try to blame it on an animal that's not there.
Don't make this about me. This is that's not what this is about right now. And so then they're in each other's faces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nose to nose, like pushing each other, everything. And
cherry nose to cherry nose.
Yeah.
Bumping bowls full of jelly.
And I don't know, you know, who threw the first punch. All I know is that, like, one Santa started choking the other Santa, right? And as they were, and I should mention also that this house, one of the other things they would do every year is they would deck it out, like, with Christmas lights, everything.
Okay.
So there's, like, the big inflatable Christmas, like, mm-hmm. ornaments out, like, land ornaments out in the front. Then there's Christmas lights. There's also Christmas lights on the bush.
So there's a well-lit fight happening.
It's a very well-lit fight. And also, when Step Santa landed in the bushes, getting out, you know, getting off the roof and everything, he did manage to tangle just a little bit of his ankle in some Christmas lights, which is going to be important later, right? So now they're choking each other.
Someone's driving by and just being like, wow, they really went all out this year. They got like a fighting Santa theme. That's fun.
They've got a fighting Santa theme. They're really addressing the civil unrest in the North Pole.
Mm-hmm. 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 I like this. I like this diversity, which is saying a lot about us as people.
Right.
You know, we want the same thing. We just want Santas, but we're always at odds.
Yeah.
It would only be better if it was one of those houses that did, like, the synced up music shows, like dun 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 dun. While two Santas fucking choke each other to death in front of it.
And so I've already mentioned that they're not fit men. And also, right. You know, it's a cold part of the year. So mm-hmm. the lawn, even if it's not snow covered, it is very slick.
Mm-hmm.
So they are both choking and falling consistently, right? And now that Black Santa is choking Step Santa and, like, really trying to drag him, and, like, I don't know if it was out of spite or if it was the only, like, physical move he could think to do, but he's really trying to, like, ruin Step Santa's costume, right? Like, he's really, like, pushing the beard and stuff into the ground,
right?
And, like, really trying to get it nice and,
he,
like,
doesn't want him to get that rental back.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows how to hurt him financially in the long run.
And so then at one point, I don't know what his plan is. I don't know if he's going to try to do one of those wrestling moves or something, but Black Santa is choking Step Santa on the ground, like, above him, right? Then he gets up. As Step Santa goes to get up and attack Black Santa, he finally has taught the Christmas lights that were around his ankles. So now he sees that. Black Santa takes it as an opportunity to crack this guy in the face.
Jesus.
So then they both go, like, backwards because he can't throw a good punch. So now he's, like, going forwards, right? Uh-huh. And then, like, Step Santa is, like, falling backwards from the punch and the taut Christmas lights. Now they're both getting tangled in the Christmas lights. And right as that is happening, the kid is like, I don't know if he's waking up because of the fight or if he's just waking up because it's, like, not early mm-hmm. morning anymore.
Out on the lawn arose such a clatter.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot like motherfucker in the wind.
That he ends up getting his mom up. And it's like, mom, I think Santa's outside. Now she, knowing she told Black Santa to come, is doing the regular, like, you know.
Oh, really? Let's go look.
Exactly. And so now he and her are like going to the door, just full on. We've been doing this for years, like Christmas mm-hmm. tradition.
Here's the rhythm. Yeah.
And they open the door. And it is just Black Santa and Step Santa, like just covered in Christmas lights. Because now they've started pulling them off the roof because they keep trying to fight, but
trying to strangle each other with them. They're trying to garrote each other with flashing Christmas lights.
Right. So it's just Step Santa, Black Santa, Christmas lights, actually entangling them together with just enough blood on their beards to be hilarious. Like they haven't really cut each other open, but right. I'm pretty sure that Black Santa's got a bloody nose and Step Santa's bleeding out of his mouth from when he got cracked across the face. And so then the kid immediately starts crying.
Yeah.
He's like, what's happening?
Like, this story is funny. This kid's life got really ruined that day, but the story's wild.